Correct. We have ceramic tile, but then we've also inset a walk-off mat carpet. It's basically recycled tires. It's a very great product for that type of location. I've used it in multiple projects. It wears very well without doing a walk-off grid that you inset when it becomes clickety-click-click when you have deliveries roll over it. So and then you don't have to put a mat over the tile. And it's a nice looking product that's served us well for that application.
That's probably pretty much the questions I have. The only other thing I had is I noticed that the clerk's office is not going to be done right away. It will be done as a separate part and not with this, as we talked about on the phone. But is the clerk's office going to be coming forward pretty quickly, or how long are we anticipating getting that work done? Because I know that there's going to be work done in the clerk's office as part of this project.
No, the carpet project isn't part of this project.
Right, but
it's
the ceiling and vent work and all that.
Right, so what we're going to do, they'll be working their way through sort of, once the contractor's on board, we'll sort of have a phasing schedule. They have an estimated one now that they can use. But they'll sort of work through each department area. We'll relocate the department staff for a short period, fewer number of days, I'm not sure exactly how many each, to a temporary office. We anticipate using the hearing room. The furniture won't have to necessarily be relocated generally. They'll have maybe library carts to put important papers on. They'll move. The contractor will move in, take out the ceiling tiles, do all the duct work, do all the HVAC work, and then close everything back up and then move to the next and work around. And our intention is to make the clerk's office be the last of that, so that when the contractor moves out of that area, instead of the clerk moving back in, they will already be located in the offices, in which I anticipate being the hearing room and the little conference room off the lobby. Then we'll bring in the asbestos and tile carpet removal, properly mitigate that, then bring in the new carpeting, and then put them back in there. So that'll be a separate project. I have to get good timelines. Each of those pieces, we anticipate being under the 25,000 limit, so our ability to control the timing on that is greatly enhanced by not having to have the sealed bid process. We'll work likely with the three or four contractors who've been on the carpet remediation before that work very well in the health department. And so once we get this timeline pinned down, we'll begin to coordinate that and get contracts in place in advance, so that as they're getting to the pre-con meeting, those contractors can maybe be involved and know where they're going to be, because this contract is required to coordinate that effort with that other project of us.
So you'll have a better date on the clerk's office when that pre-construction meeting happens.
You'll know about it ahead of time because we have to bring those contracts.
Okay. Thank you. That's all the questions I have.
Move to authorize.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any
opposed?
No.
No.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
No.
Alderman Glover.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Motion carries. Four ayes.
Mayor, if I could just clarify, the motion to authorize was as noted on the council sheet, including moving landscaping as that alternate bid.
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven
is the two travel program.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Four
ayes.
I have a motion to accept and file the senior travel program 2018 year-end report and to direct the finance director to bring forward a 2019 budget modification to reappropriate $1,450 of unused 2018 appropriations.
Second. Discussion? All those in favor,
aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The old motion is here. G8 is concept for you. Tell you what, let's take a 10-minute.
Why?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Keep going.
No.
Yeah.
How about before we go on?
Okay. Gentlemen, concept review for the child care and the roots.
5 minutes.
So you got
the
chair
and the microphone? Yeah, I can.
serving. I said, we don't have the pizza.
All right.
Oh.
Let's move on. We have a 6:00 flight tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Gary Wendt. I'm with the Bradford Real Estate Companies as the applicant and development company. With me is Ken Moreno from our investment partners, and our civil engineer, Michael Caldwell with Caldwell Engineering.
Welcome.
Thank you. I was expecting some slides of the building.
They have their information in the back.
Okay. So we'll be brief with that, introducing the concept of the site, the architecture of the building, and we can talk about the operation of the facility if there are questions.
Just orient you, this is on the other side of the garage.
Thank you. So, the learning experience, or we call it TLE, is a.
Yeah, how's your new car?
Huh?
How's your new car?
Great.
Is a daycare facility that is 10,000 square feet. It's a one story facility that's part of what you would know as the pick and save development. We've taken some liberties to bring materials over from the development and also have altered what might be considered the signature entry to reflect more of the elements on that site. But it is a one-story, 10,000 square foot facility that can accommodate children from 6 weeks to 5 years old, and the daycare facility is highly regulated by the state. It can accommodate in the state of Wisconsin 160 students requiring about 23 staff. So what you can see from the material that was provided earlier, we have a masonry base that is taking some of the materials from adjacent buildings, and masonry entry point, that's a signature logo above the entry point. The siding is a khaki tone, horizontal siding on all four sides, as you can see, masonry on all four sides, and a dominant roof. The roof serves two purposes. It's a residential type roof, but it also, we have a hole in the middle, if you will, that allows us to completely screen the mechanical systems in a flat roof. You can see that indicated with some of the dashed lines there. So the other element that's very important to TLE is outdoor play for the children. There's 4,800 square feet provided on the north side of that facility. It needs to be secured. It's secured with a 6-foot vinyl fence. And you'll also note that each of the classrooms, if you see the floor plan, have direct exits out. And they exit into a 4-foot high fenced area that they can go to the playground area or, of course, to safety. The site itself had some challenges with the existing storm drainage, and so the siding of the building is to the back and to the one corner with display area toward the front. One other important element is the development has some 25 spaces that are available for this lot. Typically, a TLE requires about 36 spaces. We have almost that on our site, and then the bubbled area showing the nearby parking that's available as well.
With that.
Let Kristen talk to first.
I have the same comments about the playground swap. Now, I think the children deserve something more than a road view, and I think they could benefit from looking at the other area. I did want, where's the city engineer?
What?
Are you here? This is important for you to, when it talks about planning on the parking lot, you should know that I was involved when the Target area and the whole stormwater came in, and I know there's a wetland on the edge of that stormwater basin, on the outside edge of this, and I see you have existing wetland lines. But what you need to know about that, maybe you're going to do mitigation or something, but the previous developer didn't acknowledge that the water was leaving the woodlands and going into this area. So you may end up having a similar problem with the parking lot as Target had. It's not, their documents said it was going from the field into the woods. It's actually going the opposite way. Just so you know, make sure you plan for that, and you don't have a redo problem with the parking lot like they had. And I definitely like the playground swap. That's all I have.
Yeah, I was going to suggest this, the playground thing too, but I don't know how important that is for you to have that out front visible. It's up to you, just a suggestion. But I'd rather see the back as well. Number one, for security, it's not away from the road. Number two, the fencing is usually not the most attractive view. Along with, you know, the playground.
If I could speak to the playground swap, there's a setback from the roadway. And if we swap the building and the playground, then the requirement for the playground sizing that is required by state code and also by TLE would likely look at that, and I believe that we could not meet the playground requirement.
What's the
sizing?
What's the nature of the problem?
The nature of the problem is, I don't recall, to be honest with you. Looked at it and didn't function.
So this is concept reduced?
Right. That's correct. I understand.
I find that out.
If it turns out to be a massive problem, we can certainly point that out to the Planning Commission and bring it up. I don't know. Just not poo-pooing the project.
Mike, I believe you're the one I talked to on the phone. I'm Dan. Ken, yeah. Either way, whatever happens with the playground, the north elevation, it would be nice if you could dress that up a little bit, maybe a different window like the mayor suggested. If the playground moves, I don't know if the south elevation would automatically come to the north. It does look a little better, but it needs to be dressed up, and especially if the playground is there, some shrubbery or brush buffer or something, just to make the lines a little better. Your front entry toward the parking lot looks good, but that one exposed side is my biggest concern. And you're going to check with the neighbors too, as we talked about.
Yes. Anybody else? Okay. So we don't think close. We get ideas. Kind of get a sense of where we're at. This view.
Two-story building.
One story.
Well, the goal in the civic center is zoning district to have two-story buildings that resemble this.
You look like it's that. It will be a site plan amendment too, because it was adopted prior as a two-story building.
Mayor, I understand that you would like to have some type of way of informing the neighbors of this project. Can you indicate your preference? Do you want it to a letter? Do you want a meeting?
Yeah, a meeting. We talked to the phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
A simple meeting, you're not going to get a lot of people coming, but the people right along the road there, there might be one or two that might have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Number 11 says, prior to commencing a land disturbance, subdivider shall employ a forestry expert approved by the Environmental Commission to review the development and during the development process make periodic inspections to monitor the activity rather than the protection of the woodlands. Periodic reports shall be furnished to the Environmental Commission, planning manager, city engineer. I'd like the Environmental Commission to be replaced with our city forester because he has the most knowledge about trees. I have no objection to it going to the Environmental Commission, but they only meet once a month, and if there's a forestry issue, we need to get our city person out there to take care of it. That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, I'd like to make that motion with that addition to it, motion to approve with that addition.
Second.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks.
11, the resolution for partial release and partial restriction waiver of storm sewer in this room.
Make the motion to adopt resolution 2019. Resolution.
Second.
Unless someone can convince me it's necessary to put 3 foot of deck in a storm easement, I would change my vote.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderman Dim.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes and 1 no.
Too much work.
That's right.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
Third. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Held a meeting. Here's the results. The Roxport's Complex Summer Concert Series, we approved exactly what we did last year. Just like any other license, we will take issues by a case-by-case basis. Then we have Grace and Cole hold for appearance. Gallagher hold for appearance. All the rest on the first page are approved.
Page two, top two are approved. Then Grimmick, hold for appearance. Jensen, Tamarol, and Games R Us Inc. all approved. National Amusements, hold pending clarification of the clerk's office. Red's Novelty approved. Reggie's Amusements is the same as National Amusements. Hold the pending clarification of the clerk's office. Wisconsin PMP approved. Gals Auto Savage approved pending inspection. Discovery Days Child Care, hold for appearance. Knowledge Universe approved pending money and inspection. And then Innovative, all the way down to the bottom, approve pending inspection.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Any vouchers? Motion to approve the city budget as amended today to make second of 2019 $2,327,328.05 and payroll date of April 26th in the amount of $376,132.27 and payment for a federal election in the amount of $486,790.15 and action taken on the payroll of May 10th, estimated at $418,000 and payments for the payroll deductions estimated at $470,000 plus any matching payments and property tax refunds and investments with an ending date of May 2nd in the amount of $2,185,701.01 and the release of FEMA's Nigeria Inc. in the amount of $565,481.96.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. So vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, Alderman Wilhelm has left the room at 9:31. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.